And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another potentially great, maybe just okay, episode of the world's greatest action sports podcast. We know that it's always going to be the world's greatest action sports podcast, regardless of how great it is that day. Mm-hmm. I'm Chris Cote.
I'm Todd Richards, and we're like a calendar because if it's happening, it's either a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
You can depend on us. Kind of. Mostly, you can depend on us. It's July 13th, 2020. Interesting year. Challenging times. But we're making it through. I just had to do a couple errands, get some snacks for this epic journey through action sports news. Todd, we're going to talk about some cool things that Monster Children is doing. Brett Simpson has some big news.
Yep.
Surfboard insurance.
Wait.
Yeah. Girl skateboards, new man ramp, Leandre Sanders. Oh my gosh. Dude. We got a Sims promo to talk about. Todd, you know a lot about Sims.
I have some history.
Yep. We're going to talk a little bit about Dutour and what we did last week.
Mm-hmm.
And, I have a list of new movies, new music, and fun stuff. And we have your questions.
Chris, this just in.
What?
I'm getting a haircut later.
Nice. I'm getting one on this week.
What are they cutting?
I'm getting them all cut. Whatever I have left.
Like, when you go in there, what do you tell them to do?
I tell them, just have, you know, do your best. This could be my last haircut ever, so just, you know, have fun with it.
I get scared, like, you know, you get to that point where you're just like, fuck it, I'm number two or number
right.
one in my head.
That's kind of where I'm at.
I get scared that it's all going to grow back gray.
It could. I mean, what would you rather yours grow back gray or yours grow back like mine, which grows back invisibly? Inexplicably invisible hair.
You should have some of that spray on hair.
Clear hair. I have tons of hair.
Clear
some
hair.
Some of it's clear.
Yeah. Fishing line white.
I actually get it cut like almost down to the skin, just on the top back part of my head, because I want to look older.
Oh.
Because I want to be able to vote and
you don't get carded.
No. No. Our podcast.
Oh, that's what we're calling it now?
It's a podcast.
Okay.
Well, it's mine. No, it's 50. It's 51.49%.
Can I have some of it?
Todd, we're brought to you and everybody else listening by Adventure.io.
Mm-hmm.
What would be your dream adventure right now? Honest question.
Right now?
Right now.
Leaving this town.
Really? That's it?
Doing anything.
Just leaving town.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I can make that happen.
Is Adventure.io, like, if I said my greatest adventure for Adventure.io would be to have my family go away and me just be at home for 10 days by myself.
Isn't that what's happening right now?
No, it happened a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
That is my, like, when you become older and you have kids, that becomes the greatest vacation known to man.
The greatest adventure is what lies ahead.
Do you have that album?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
On vinyl.
Fuck. That's The Hobbit, ladies and gentlemen, but the old...
Yeah.
A Hobbit, like cartoon.
And
Hobbit.
That actual cartoon I remember is rotoscoping, which is live
yes.
action with
do you remember who
animation
did it?
Over it.
You know who did it? Ralph Bashke.
The guy who did heavy metal?
Yes.
We're so smart.
Yeah.
K2 snowboarding. We've got some snow news. We're going to be talking to some snow.
We're
going
to try to get a hold of some people that actually have their finger on the pulse of boarding.
They have their finger in a glacier.
What?
What?
Who else is sponsoring
they asked
this podcast?
Permission first,
let's
Panic and Coffee and Tea.
Okay,
I had their new avocado and toast this morning. Wonderful.
Is that a coffee drink?
Yeah, it's a food item which I don't think you can order online. But if you're anywhere out in the world and you want to enjoy Southern California's finest coffee and tea,
mm-hmm.
go to panicandcoffeeandtea.com online on the internet.
And
you can
if
order.
You go there today, Tony made guacamole today.
Tony Hawk?
No, Tony Medina. Medina.
I went by.
So
their...
let me continue this.
Okay, go ahead.
So every once in a while, the boys, there's three boys
the
three, there.
The three amigos.
The three amigos. Tony is a master chef. He makes the best damn salsas and guacamoles and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And every once in a while, you go up there and he'll be like, I've got guacamole today.
Yeah.
Or I've got salsa.
And you
today.
Put it in your pocket?
No, like you have to, he lets you have it with, if you get the huevos pancheros.
Oh, it's a secret menu item.
Right, but I'm claiming like if you go there and you kind of
if you
tell Monday Mass sent me to get some guacamole, maybe that'll work.
Maybe it
won't. Maybe it won't.
Wear your mask.
Mm-hmm.
K2 Chemistry Surfboards, Todd, you've been singing the praises of a twin fin, and I see
been.
The joy on
the
your face.
The holiday. I mean, it's micro. We call it microaggressions here.
2 foot.
It's less than 2 foot.
Not Hawaiian.
2 foot
California.
2 foot California.
Which is a foot and a half.
It's less than 2 feet. But the holiday board has been bringing me joy.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I'm like surfing right over stingrays. Like, what's up, stingray?
Holiday.
trying to cut them in half with my Mark holiday, Richards twin fins. Is this going to be a musical?
It's a long way back.
Do you remember a show called Cop Rock?
Yeah.
It was like a...
It was like NYPD Blue was singing.
But it was just singing. It lasted like one episode.
I want to go back and watch some Cop Rock. YouOnline.com. You online. Chris Cantore is ramping up his podcasts, and they're great. You're going to want to hear him.
Doesn't he
That's
have
where
one
our
with John,
podcast is.
Doesn't he have one with John Wayne Freeman?
They got Dude Soup they've been doing lately.
Really?
And the Cantore Show. They got Meryl on... It's...
Are they all Cantore-centric?
It's great. No. Okay. There's tons of different shows on there. New Greens. I got a New Greens shipment over the weekend. Hand-delivered.
There's new stickers?
There's
coming.
New stickers.
There's new shirts
Pink
coming.
On green. Wait.
There's stickers, shirts, hats, plus healthy stuff you can put in your body.
Stick it in your body.
Via
your mouth hole.
Mass 20 at checkout will get you 20% off of your orders.
And Todd, you got a shipment of NanoCraft CBD
Nighttime. I did. I got my two nighttimes. I'm so stoked that you came through with me on that one.
I got you, and NanoCraft has you too. And I am very happy to say that they have our backs. They've been a longtime sponsor, and we love them.
Mm-hmm.
NanoCraft. They're the best. It's the best CBD you can get. Super 73 electric bikes.
Trying to get another
All
one.
All the rage. You want another one?
Well... We kind of ordered one a long time ago, but the demand is so crazy for Super 73s that you've got to like pull strings now to get them. Even if you ordered them and paid for them, you got to pull strings to try to get them early.
Well, you know, they're a hot item. Luckily, we're in on it first, so we have ours, and hopefully you get yours.
There's a lot more people riding them around. And
I know. You seem
in the wild
now. I'd
like to think that we are the cause of that.
I think so. We are.
The world.
The world. I almost sang.
I know.
Beneath Apparel, BN3TH Apparel on Instagram. Go on there. Order up. Order some underpants. I've had a couple extra pairs. I gave them out to some friends. Not used. Still in the package.
Mm.
Speaking of package, your package is in the boxers.
What's the going rate for a used pair of
mine?
Yeah, of your underwear.
About $250.
What do you think someone would pay for like used Kelly Slater? Lightly
underpants?
Used Kelly Slater underpants online.
I would venture to say $500 to $1,000.
Do you think so?
Maybe.
$500
Get some. Kelly Slater was in San Diego last week.
Why?
My friend, Brian House from Club Midnight, shout out, was surfing Del Mar midday, random, like on a Tuesday or something. And he sees this guy walking up the beach and he's all, huh, that's funny. That guy looks like Kelly Slater. Guy paddles out, kind of sits right next to him, starts chatting him up, and he's all, oh my God, it's Kelly Slater.
Kelly
on
Slater.
A Tuesday, randomly in San Diego.
Do you like, if he paddles out next to you, do you just like kind of like slowly paddle
what
away?
What you need to do is just start trying your hardest, really paddle aggressively, show him that you are the hometown hero.
Blow a hammy.
Yep. That's trying. Not what my friend Brian did. They had a great conversation.
Oh, yeah.
I asked him, you know, I said, how cool is it to watch Kelly Slater surf in person? Because I've seen it
a
lot of
cool,
times.
Dude.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah. The dude he's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I mean, big future for this kid.
It's annoying.
Surf News is brought
to
you
by...
Is
that all of our sponsors? Did we leave any on the table?
Chemistry... No.
Okay.
We're professionals.
All right.
Chemistry Surfboards. And check out the Holiday Twin Fin. Todd's pick for Board of the
or
Summer.
Or the Die Show. I haven't ridden one yet, but... I intend to.
Okay. Todd, the USA Olympic surf team has a new coach, an official coach. They've had about three coaches kind of cycling in and out. The newest and now final pick for USA surf team coach.
And this guy bleeds red, white, and blue.
Brett Simpson. Two-time US Open of Surfing champion, former championship tour competitor, and now he is the USA Olympic surf team coach, and I think that's a great pick.
It is, and he's also the star of the Surfline Rewind cam
in
Huntington, north side of the pier. Usually,
he surfs really good,
dude.
Still.
He's so freaking like he's a perfect coach because I feel like his surfing is very surgical.
Yeah,
and I don't mean that in any kind of a dissing
I feel like
way.
That's a big compliment.
It's it's precise. It's kind of like Mick Fanning's, like where he's, it's precise. He goes right where he wants to go. Unlike some other unpredictable people.
Yeah. Yeah. He's, and he's got a good head on his shoulders. He's got that kind of athlete mentality. And I know he's,
you're saying jock?
He's jockey.
Oh, he's super jockey.
He's super jockey, but again, in a complimentary way.
Right. Loves and his footballs and his baseballs and his basketballs.
Loves
and
the Lakers,
loves,
I think.
All the,
you know,
big ones.
Sports teams.
Go stickball.
And still rips.
Yep.
And we're in good hands. Team USA.
That's pretty cool. I'm glad to see that. So now what do they do?
We wait till summer 2021.
Oh, cool. So you got a little
time. It's going to happen.
I think that actually probably is given... Actually, I read this. I'm not just taking this off the cuff.
Where'd you read it?
On the thing.
On the page?
That basically, he was saying that it kind of gives the U.S. team a little bit more time to refine techniques.
Just practice, practice, practice. Just get out there and practice.
Mm-hmm.
Practice your surfing.
You want to surf some really shitty waves?
Practice.
Come down here to Encinitas.
Practice.
Practice. Don't practice where the good waves are. Come to where it's shitty. That's why Kelly Slater was here.
Yeah. This is pretty cool. Monster Children is celebrating young creatives, surfers, activists, musicians, artists, and skaters that are showing the light at the end of this perpetually long tunnel. It's called Bright Young Things. Very cool article that is super positive and just celebrates all these amazing people doing awesome things. Michael February, Lungi Slab, young Australian kid, Justin Henry skater, Michael Suker, one of our homies, Jaleesa Vincent.
She's rad.
She rips. And many more. I don't want to spoil the whole list, but I think anyone who's excited about a positive, bright thing happening now, check this article out on Monster Children, surf, skate, snow, art, music, activism. There's a bunch of cool names.
How
on
bad
great
do you
want to
surf like Mikey February?
I know. I watched Mikey February had a Quiver video piece on surfermagazine.com or their website.
It's not, is it where he's surfing that point in Morocco?
He's surfing five different boards, or he pulls a bunch of boards out of his garage and he surfs them all in. I mean, there was one wave that he surfed that was a head high right over a sand bank that looked so.
But.
Dreaming.
Are you sure it's not footage from when he did the electric acid?
It's a bunch of different trips. So I think it's kind of like greatest hits on those boards.
Yeah.
But it's all edited together.
Because there was, I mean, I remember the video came out like last year of him surfing some point in Morocco that was like in knee deep water on this perfect sand.
Head high.
Yeah, it was so good. Very cool.
Love it. Always love Michael February. Whatever he puts out, I'm in. Todd, have you heard about Surf Care surfboard insurance?
No, but go.
Okay, pretty interesting. Saw this on Surfer Mag as well. So, and my brother was actually telling me about this. I think he knows the people who do this.
Yeah, your brother looks like an insurance salesman.
So, let's say you buy a new board or order a new board and you get it delivered. Within 30 days of getting that board, you upload a photo of the board onto SurfCare's website and your receipt for paying the board. You choose a plan, $10 a month, gets you coverage against breakage, buckles, and fin boxes. $12 a month will also get you ding repair. So basically, and for $14, your removable fins are insured as well. So you buy a new board, and I know a couple people this has happened to you. You buy a new board, you're excited to ride it, you go ride it, you break it, you're screwed. Surfboard insurance, just like car insurance or whatever, you pay, you might not ever have to use it, but if you're paying $10 a month on a board that was $800, you know, let's say $600 to $800, the going rate of a standard surfboard in shops. You break it, and I don't know how much the deductible or whatever is, and they replace it.
Yeah, but okay,
cool.
So do they come and like nickel and dime you over, like, well, how did it break? Like, well, obviously you were doing a floater and you were not checked out to
do
a floater.
Break on floaters.
Do
not your board.
Do not do turns. If you've been in the air, this board does not work.
How'd you break your board? Well, I got really baked. I went surfing and I was changing. I had the board behind my car. I got in my car.
I drove away.
Drove
with
off.
The leash, though, was still in the back hatch.
The board was somehow under my wheel. I don't know what happened, but it's broken. So,
good. I mean,
if you know what, Todd, you and I are spoiled. We have many surfboards. I'll admit that. So some people out there, they save up, they buy a board. That's their baby.
Yep.
Insure it.
Chris,
why not?
I have an amazing idea.
Okay, what is it?
what if we start an insurance company for feelings at contests?
That's great.
Cry is free, but insurance costs you $10, and we will provide you with emotional support.
Okay.
And we will petition the judges in your behalf.
We'll cry for you.
We'll cry for you. We will throw the fits for you.
We'll punch your board.
Don't punch your own board. No. We will focus it on the beach. We will cause the commotion.
Yeah.
You get away scot-free.
Well, that's a great idea too, because that way the surfer will not be known as an asshole.
Right.
We will be insurance assholes.
We will be your asshole.
This could go across the board. We could go to a session, a skater's showing a trick.
Yes.
They're getting upset. What we do is we pick up their board for them and we throw their board. We scream.
I'm feeling this.
Okay.
What else can we do?
In snowboarding, we can wait in the lift line for you.
What if we did Karen insurance? You are at the grocery store. You don't want to wear a mask.
No.
But you don't want to lose your job.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe you're being racist. You don't want to be labeled a racist.
No.
So, I mean, that would be a lot more money.
I don't think I want to be racist.
But the other stuff, though, for sure.
Okay. Let's leave the Karen and the racism out of our insurance plan. Right. We'll just deal
the
with
other stuff.
Surfing, skating, and snowboarding.
I'm just saying, down the line, that could be part of our new
thing. I see a lot of outlets for this, you know, downhill mountain biking. I've seen those guys throw their bikes down the hill, which I could do. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Are those bikes heavy?
No, I think they're light.
They're like aluminum alloy.
Have you ever seen someone throw something trying to have a fit and it comes back and hurts them? Like,
Yeah.
Skating. Karma.
I've seen it skating a lot.
So we take that out of the equation.
Don't hurt yourself. We'll hurt ourselves.
Let us hurt ourselves for you.
All right. Yes. Emotional insurance.
Yes.
Or anger insurance, or we'll come up with the name.
Cry is free.
Cry is free insurance co.
Yep.
CIFIC co.
You're insured by CFFC.
CFSIC.
Yeah.
You're in good hands with CFI something. This is pretty interesting.
Okay.
And actually, this might warrant a call.
Are you ready?
Okay.
So
I've got a little news clip for us. This is from New Smyrna Beach, Florida. Oh, shit. What just happened?
Sharks?
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second. I'm going to hit.
What started as an opportunity to test out her GoPro turned into one of Lindsay Baldwin's wildest waves, spotting not one, not two, but three sharks.
My three-year-old has been getting really into surfing, and I wanted to see if my old GoPro still even worked. So I took it for a spin, and that was the first wave I caught.
Lindsay Baldwin's been surfing since she was five, so she knew exactly how to maneuver around the sharks.
So basically what you heard there was a surfer in New Smyrna Beach, Florida.
Right.
Which we have a lot of friends in, the Geiselmans, and currently Oliver Kurtz is there, which we're going to try to call him and see and get the scoop.
Is he aware of this?
No, he's not aware. He's aware that there's sharks there,
so
for sure.
This is a cold call.
This is a cold call. But Oliver actually, hey, Oliver Kurtz, you're on the Monday Mass with Chris Cote and Todd Richards. Good morning.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing good. Just like that.
Wow. Here we are.
Hey, so, I know that you've been, hanging with the Geiselmans in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, and I've seen on your Instagram and their Instagrams, and now it's all over the news. This lady was surfing with her GoPro. She filmed herself surfing over three sharks. In the lineup.
Yes.
So we're calling because Todd, I mean, he's got an absolute shark boner every day of the week. So we wanted to get the scoop from you. Tell us about the shark scene in New Smyrna Beach. Is it scary, or being from Florida, surfing with Florida locals all the time, is everybody kind of used to it? What's it really like to surf NSB, shark capital of the world?
Well, you have pretty much 100% success ratio with seeing a shark when you surf here in the summer. Not so much in the winter, but in the summer, it's pretty much like you see them. That's what happens. Hold on. I'm going to send you guys a video of 2 days ago.
Was that the shark in between you and the surfers?
Yes.
In 2 feet of water.
What kind of sharks are they?
Yeah.
Todd's asking, what kind of sharks are they?
Bull sharks.
Oh, those are the nice ones, right?
And those are the very, very friendly ones.
So is it true that if you wear red, they come after you?
Sharks love red.
They
Every
do.
Fish loves red.
Sweet.
Oh, my gosh. So we hear about, I mean, we hear about like, you know, nip bites, little like nibbles. But we also hear about some more serious ones. So you say you see sharks every session, no matter what. How often do you hear about bites?
You hear about bites pretty frequently. No fatalities, not like in California or Australia. Because the sharks here kind of bite you and then they realize that you're a human and they kind of scurry off.
I would not. Humans are gross. I wouldn't eat a human.
Very rare. Go in for the second bite. That's usually, you know, the fatal one, like a great white would have. Because great whites, like on the West Coast and Australia, you look like a seal.
Yeah.
And some even taste like a seal with all the neoprene and stuff and the texture, you know.
Textures,
yes. But crazy. In Florida, you are not a fish that sharks go after. You are a bony human with flesh.
And what if you eat a lot of sashimi?
Huh?
Todd says, what if you eat a lot of sashimi? Does that do anything to your taste?
Is it like chumming yourself?
Maybe if you eat a theory that the fact that you're eating a lot of fish maybe is like, I don't know. You're going to have to come here and test that one time.
We're going to have to go on a shark tour. Right. Oliver, thank you so much for answering the cold call here from Monday Mass HQ. Please be careful and please do film more shark encounters because we can't get enough of them.
I will. Miss you guys over here in Florida. Todd and Chris, remember the time that we went to good old Typhoon Lagoon and ripped that thing a new one before wave pools
or
so?
Oh my gosh.
I do.
We were early wave pool adapters.
Yeah, we were on it.
Oliver was doing airs. Brad Domke was doing like 360 shove-its. That was so fun. Let's do that again.
All right. We'll see you guys soon.
All right.
All right. Bye, Oliver.
There we go.
Look at that. First-hand shark reporting from Oliver Kurtz. Follow Oliver Kurtz on the gram. He's doing some fun stuff, including getting wild with fireworks. So that was... I got a shout-out. This is kind of fun.
Who?
Shout-out to all you surfers in Cleveland. Hello, Cleveland. Todd, every once in a while, I just go and search up random surf news in the old Google.
And there's people in Cleveland surfing?
Yeah, Lake Erie. It looks freezing. It looks unfriendly. The waves there are not as good as they are here, even on our worst day. But what I love about it is this article I wrote on News 5 Cleveland.
Okay.
Just saying that the surf community in Cleveland is inviting, awesome, warm, friendly. Or not warm. They're freezing because the water's freezing there.
Really?
Yeah, but it's just cool to see. So shout out to Cleveland surfers.
Do you ever see that?
Oh, yeah.
You ever see that video?
Yeah.
Hastily made Cleveland tourism video?
Yep.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's very coincidental that you talked about Cleveland and also that.
I know. I love Cleveland.
Very cool.
Skate news brought to you by Adventure.io. Get the Adventure.io. Get the app.
Get an app.
Like, what more do I have to say? If you don't have the Adventure.io app, you don't know what's happening in the world of adventures. Get it. Todd, so I've been watching a lot of YouTube lately.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, right?
Are you a premium
I'm
member?
A millennial.
We talked about that.
Girls Skateboards had a 2018 full-length video called Doll. Well, it got a makeover and just dropped the other day, complete with new action, new music. It's a remix, and I got to say, Niels Bennett and Griffin Gass are two of my new favorite skateboarders.
Real Doll.
Oh, my goodness. These dudes rip. And the girl, Chocolate Film Division... They always pick the best movie or the best music. The skating is insane. I was freaking out watching it. And speaking of freaking out, anytime Man Ramp drops an episode, I'm
in. How's this Manvert?
Manvert. Tell me about it. What got you stoked on Manvert?
If you watch the clips online, you will see Tony Hawk, Andy McDonald, and the star of the Manvert ramp. Man Ramp. Birdman was Jimmy Wilson.
Wilkins,
pardon me. Jimmy Wilson's another
photographer.
Friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jimmy Wilkins
and friend.
Just doing like backside lip slides on
the
man extension. It's crazy.
It's unimaginable. It's indescribable. It's illuminating. I love it.
It's Man-Ramp.
Those are three big words to show my love for Man-Ramp. Like I said, anytime Man-Ramp comes onto my screen, I'm in.
Man-Ramp falls into the same category as like Sexy Saxophone Guy.
Yep.
Who else would be another one that he would fall into?
Bone Vega.
What's Bone Vega?
The guy, I've sent you his videos before. He plays electric guitar in a G-string.
Yes.
You know, he was on America's Got Talent and like won it basically.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Was he being serious?
Wowed the judges. Dead serious.
Wow.
He isn't joking around. All right. So I know what you're saying. It's
novelty humans.
Oh, it's the best. The Warble, that crew is so good. And I will tell you about the soundtrack later in Nerd News.
All right.
The Best of Jason Hernandez, first 20 tapes is up now at Transworld Skateboarding. And this is some of the greatest hits from some of their greatest films. Jason Hernandez, an absolute legend in the skate film world. Did you watch Leandre Sanders at the Barracks?
Yes, I did. And it's Oh my God. We've had this discussion
about
Leandre being like, what the hell is going on? But now the curtain has been pulled back and it's he skates transition Goofy Foot.
Right.
And skates like Flat Ground or Stairs regular. But he doesn't call it. He doesn't call it Switch. He calls it Goofy or regular.
The guy is out of this world.
Yeah.
I mean,
freak, dude.
So usually when you watch videos of the Barracks, it's, you know, they're filming a section, you know, the ledge or the stairs,
yeah,
and you know, you get a little bit of rolling around. This dude rolls around for 4 minutes straight and does 100 tricks that are all gnarly.
Yeah, and it's like, and then you're like, okay, well, I think I got to figure it out. I think he's, you know, I think he's Goofy Foot, and then he does like a lean air over the hip.
Yeah.
You know, the other way.
And people are freaking on this dude.
Well, he is crazy. It's crazy to, I guess, apparently, if you really want to see the Leandre show, you got to watch him skate the Venice Skate Park.
Yeah.
And that's where you will see the craziness really unfold.
Dominance.
Yes.
The dude's just so fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out. It's on the Barracks. Any other skate news?
I think Nora had a thing with the Nine Club today.
Nora has a thing?
Has a thing.
Nora has a towel out for Loose.
Yep, she does have a towel.
Just in time for summer.
She has a couples interview and Thrasher or something like that. But I think the, I think she's got something on,
Thanks for the news.
The freaking the Nine Club.
Oh, I think Nora's been mentioned on the Monday Mass every episode.
Well, it's because our friends, dude. I don't know.
She rules. Any more skate news?
Not that I can think of now.
Oh, you know, there was a thing about board shortages and trucks and wheel shortages due to COVID-19.
Is there really?
And I think that we're coming around from those. Shops are starting to get restocked and repacked and stoked.
I know that that was something that was for real in the surf industry. Like, you couldn't get wetsuits and stuff.
Same for skate.
Wow.
Snow news is brought to you by our friends at K2 Snowboarding. Can't wait to get back on my K2 board and go shred.
Tell me about that.
I'm down for it. And I want to we had a big show that Todd and I hosted on Friday, Dew Tour Live. This was the Summer Snow Show. We're just going to tell you should listen to that because we got interviews with Danny Cass. Todd did a really good interview with Danny.
I haven't
Cass.
Talked to Danny in a long time, and it's really cool. So definitely check that out.
I talked to Stale Sandbeck. He was in Norway. Talked about Team Challenge. We talked about snowboarding on glaciers, and also we had Stan Lavelle, who checked in from Mount Hood. And
oh my God, guess what?
His ears are burning.
His ears are burning. You know why his ears are burning? Because you keep saying his last name wrong. How do you say your last name, Stan?
Levier, very French.
Levier.
Oh, that's like I said Lavelle, and that's when people say coat, it's like it's cote.
Yeah,
so I feel the pain there, and I will never say it wrong again.
You guys are on the French tip.
Stan Levier, hi.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Are you still glacial?
Yeah, where are you right now?
Who are you? Who's your
I'm in Oregon. What does he do? You know, got to do the scene check. It's the only place with a running lift. I couldn't stay away.
Are you, you said you're at the coast. Are you like Goonies-ing right now? What are you doing?
Full Goonies mode. I'm actually literally in Cannon Beach. And there's a kind of a scene of riders here too. The riders kind of take homage from the mountain for a couple days. They go to the beach. They pretend like they can surf. And then they come back.
Well, we want to have...
Sounds like Todd.
Give us your... Yeah, it's me. Give me your... what's happening on the glacier? Like, what's been going on? Because it seems like my feed is just, like, inundated with snowboarding
right
now.
Let me tell you. the thing that's important to remember about the glacier is everyone's phone is on when the sun is out, but there's plenty of days where the sun is not out. For everyone that has FOMO out there, there's been some rain, there has been some wind, but there's also, of course, been the quintessential, like, 70 sunny days, and those are the days where you're seeing the feed explode. Who I see it as, we had our crew out there, which was your film and product. We had Danny Cass, which was, and Isabel Gomez was riding the female product, but Danny Cass was kind of going off. That was cool to see. You've got kind of the monster crew there, the Sage, the Zach Hale, Gimbal God.
Dingo.
Don't forget Dingo.
Yeah, Dusty, Dingo, Dusty Hendrickson. So they're kind of putting on. And then you've also got the kind of Torment, Rail, Spencer Schubert, Forrest Bailey's, like kind of people that live in Oregon, and they're all up there too. So I think that this has been the first time where everyone has, this week, where everyone's been like, okay, we're going snowboarding. Austin Smith is up there.
Are there campers? To the top. Are there campers too? Like, what's going on?
I believe that the rule is that there's 10 campers per each discipline. So I think there's like 10 snowboard campers, 10 ski campers. They can't sleep at Wendell's, but they come and skate afterwards. It still seems relatively, I mean, it's the, so the park is shared with the public now. There isn't a High Cascade or Wendell's specific lane. It's just one big public park with two rope tows, one with like a jump section, or actually just one big jump and a rail, and then the other is kind of a collective. So it's mixed public and camp. Everybody's kind of in there.
Okay, so it's just like going to a resort and riding.
The half pipe, by far the hardest part to access. The half pipe is very exclusive right now.
Oh, really? Is it a Olympic training only going on in the half pipe?
Yeah, you got to have some sort of special pass to get into the half pipe, and it's
ask,
seeming to be very
grass.
Regulated.
What if you dye your hair blonde?
And you got to get the blue Gucci kit as well, and maybe T-bolt the stance. Yeah, you might be in.
blue Gucci kit. Well, that's we wanted to know what was going on up there, because it seems like everyone's up there. People are mountain biking. People are at the lake. We got.
Can we talk about the mountain bike thing for a sec? Like,
yeah.
What's going on here with the mountain? Can we the mountain bike content is a little too much for me.
Am I wrong? Are you? Can you ride a mountain bike? Are you? Do you consider
Are you
yourself
qualified?
No.
I want to be, but I don't want to break my collarbone.
Or your coccyx.
I want to break my bank buying a $7,000 mountain bike.
Well, look, they're making the cheddar biscuits, so these guys,
yeah,
they can
true.
Afford. They don't have kids. They have zero responsibilities other than spend money, break shit. Like, that's where they're
it
at right now.
It looks fun. I love riding bikes. I imagine. It looks beast. I mean, I just... some of the stuff, I'm like, I understand the timing of airtime on a board on some of these gaps. Mm. I would not feel as confident on a bike. So I do hand it to them for, like, kind of sending it on these scary jumps.
Yeah. I mean, I saw Zach's clip the other day, basically like a pirate's gangplank step down, scary. And then you got to throw the brakes on or you fly into a bunch of redwoods. Like, it's, that's not,
yeah.
I'm not down with that, really.
No, I get scared.
I'd like to
I think the mountain bike content is blowing up. I don't know what's going on. It is the new, I said it in the issue last year, I wrote an article about this. It's like skating's been replaced
right.
by mountain biking. I swear to God, it's freaking me out.
And here I was thinking it was going to be parkour. Well, thanks.
Thank you, Stan.
Go find Big Willie's, wait, what's the guy's name?
One-Eyed Willie.
One-Eyed Willie's treasure.
I will do my best. Thank you, guys. I'll be back in SoCal soon. Maybe we can, I'll see you. I don't know.
Maybe. All right.
You're an elusive one.
All right. We'll see you later, Stan. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Thank you, Stan.
Bye. All right. So that was a live report from Oregon.
That was cool. Mount Hood, correct?
One-Eyed Willie. But he's at the coast right now, Cannon Beach.
Okay.
So you gotta take
a
day off.
I don't think we're allowed to talk about the Oregon coast.
Why?
Because they'll punch you.
Oh, right. But we're not talking about surfboards.
I'm not. What? It's not me. I didn't do it.
Don't get your wax. Someone will wax
your windows.
Don't get
your wax in a bundle, bro. I got more for you in the world of snow.
Sick. Because
Sims Promo 2, the latest cut from the Sims camp,
yep.
is a nod back to snowboarding's formative years.
Okay.
And the glory of afternoon sessions in the stunt ditch. Tell me about Scott Blum, Cody Warble, and Nick Baden.
Well.
And Sims.
Look.
and the promo.
Nick Baden's one of the most unpredictably awesome snowboarders to come out of this generation. Also, Scott Blum, he is a hand plant master. He's all over the place. Like, it's just a wild woolly bunch.
So the Rainbow Sims logo, kind of the color fade,
OG,
the classic.
Yes.
When did that come out, and what did that mean for snowboarding? That is so clear in my head.
It went from being like the, there was like a red top sheet with like gold vertical stripes, and then it went, I think 1988 was when they switched over. Scott Klum was the graphic designer for Sims at that point. And wow, he changed the whole look of it to that like kind of splatter paint rainbow S that is like the iconic early 90s, late 80s Sims logo.
Very iconic.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's awesome. But, you know, it's really cool to see. I mean, this is like Sims coming back at it like the fourth or fifth time. And I really hope they nail it this time, because I would love to see Sims be brought back to...
back to glory.
Yes.
I like it.
Yep.
And I hate to end snow news on a sad note. I mean, maybe so. Australian snowboarder Alex Pullen, passed away on Wednesday. The solace that you can bring from this, he was doing what he loved. He was an avid spearfisher, freediver, and he passed away while spearfishing. So, I mean, it's horrible news, but it's one of those things where, yes, you never want this to happen to anyone, but when somebody dies doing what they love, do you take solace in that? I mean,
I do, and it's like Chumpy was like one of the nicest dudes ever.
Chumpy?
Yep, that was his nickname. Yep. And I mean, when we would go and do the Olympic, you know, commentating, he was always one of the people that myself and Todd Harris, we've been like the go-to Olympic team for a while now for NBC, and we would always talk to Chumpy, and he would always give us the insight, and he was never too busy for us. He was always like, he's just a good Australian dude.
A good bloke. Yeah.
And it is really, really, really sad. But like you said, when you die doing something you love, I think that's how I would want to go out. I would
be happy doing something. Yeah. Well, he'll never be forgotten, because dude is an Australian snow legend. And he's remembered by friends and family. He went too young.
Let me just say this. And conversely, in Australian news, to kind of maybe bring things to a more positive note.
Yes.
Tor Bright gave birth to a little boy. You know, I think it was last week. So, you know, an Australian passes away, and another future legend is born to quite possibly the greatest woman snowboard half pipe rider of all time, in my opinion.
Boom. Congrats to Tora Bright and the fam. Any other snow news?
Not that I can think
of. News is brought to you by Panikin Coffee and Tea, the best of the best. I haven't had the tea in a while because
I'm not a tea guy.
They have a sport tea there. It's good. Anyway, you can get it online wherever you are in the world to ship it to you. Okay. Todd, you and I last week were talking about movies, and where are they? Where are all the new Hollywood blockbusters? Well, randomly last night, I went down a YouTube wormhole and watched some of the trailers for upcoming films, and a lot of them had dates that said June, July, so everything shifted around a little bit. Right. But here's the good news. Here are a couple movies that are coming eventually. We know they're out there. They're ready. They're out of the oven. And
they
just
are.
Right now, they're just being kept warm for us.
Let's hear it.
Dune.
Wait, Dune isn't coming out
the
soon.
The Dune remake is coming out.
Not soon. No, Dune's like next.
Soon is relative.
Dune is like next
summer.
I'm
excited about that.
I am too.
No Time to Die, the new James Bond flick, looks insane.
That got pushed to next year too.
It got pushed. We don't know exactly when. Top Gun Maverick. Thoughts?
Who cares?
Don't care.
I don't even think I've ever seen the full Top Gun.
It's the original's pretty good.
Usually I
take my breath away.
Usually I have to take five after the volleyball scene. And then I never come back.
This was an interesting one that popped up. Mm-hmm. Wonder Woman 1984. WW84.
I'm excited to see that.
That looks awesome. And it's kind of like that Stranger Things throwback, classic music, 80s look.
Kristen Wiig as Cheetah.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that one has my interest.
But I was talking to my family about this. I think we talked about it last week. The landscape has completely changed for what we are going to think of as, you know, big
a blockbuster
movies. And honestly, like, I, given the way shit's happening right now, I don't see this like coming back to like
no movies. Movies are canceled.
Well, movies aren't canceled, but movies will end up being completely different
at home,
digital download. And you know, I was really looking forward to A Quiet Place 2. Remember The Quiet Place? You ever see that?
Yeah.
So Quiet Place 2 was supposed to come out in March, right when the world began to end.
Right.
And then yeah, so we're at a place, where the hell is that?
Well, that's coming.
Did your power just die?
I think so, but
no, you still have power.
Look, I'm still on.
Green light.
We're still going. We're still podcasting.
So yeah. Where the
there you go.
Where the fucker movies?
Oh, I got some more. Capone starring Tom Hardy. I love Tom Hardy. Dude's a badass.
Tom Hardy's great.
Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Isn't that out?
I don't know.
You know, I watched a new movie this weekend on Netflix called The Old Ones, I think it is. It's Charlize Theron. Like,
I love Charlize Theron.
They play this assassin squad that's like, they can't die. Whoa. And they've been
assassinating for years. They've
been working for different governments and people all over the world for keeping the peace of the planet. For it's based on a graphic novel.
Yeah,
it's fucking rad.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
So, oh, and SpongeBob Sponge on the Run coming soon. I got some new music too. We don't really talk about music a lot on this podcast, which is weird because you and I are we love music. I mean, we're music lovers,
and we align with what we like.
All right, so here's a couple new jams. Secret Machines has a new jam out called Talos Corpse that I really like. The band Cobra Man, this LA collective, awesome, awesome band. Here, I'm gonna this was actually the soundtrack to the latest Man Rant video. It's called Light Me Up. You know what I'm saying?
Strippers are here.
Yeah, I love Cobra Man. They're from LA. They're part of the Warble crew, and this is just great. Good time party music. Yeah,
all right.
That's what's up.
All right.
What else we got?
Are we just gonna leave that playing?
It's so good. Yeah. I hate to turn it off, but you know, we gotta just make sure that.
Man,
right. Oh, this is our friends, the mm-hmm. Mattson 2.
Oh, they
have teamed
one?
Up with Toro y Moi.
Oh,
for an incredible collaboration.
This isn't the first time they've.
They go back. They've done a couple of tracks together. This one's called Ordinary Guy. It's Toro y Moi featuring the Mattson 2.
Oh,
I mean, how smooth is this?
Isn't it weird that we know these guys?
Right.
Right.
They're like real people.
Very smooth.
I'm loving it, yeah.
I could listen to that in the morning when I wake up and I don't want to be jarred by my music.
Yeah, I'm loving that. I'll give you one more or two more. This is going to be pretty jarring.
What's this one?
This is by a band called Crack Cloud.
Okay.
And I saw these guys in LA at Substance LA.
I like it already.
Insanely good.
So far, I like it.
I mean, it's jagged. It's pretty raw, but I love it. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what else we got? Oh, this is kind of cool. That's Get Into Crack Cloud. Love these guys. This actually came... Oh, Zombie, Earth Scraper. That's that video game, heavy metal that I was telling you about. And then this band came through. This is some surf rock. It's by a band called Ape. A-P-E. And this was kind of a surprise. It actually came through via friend of a friend.
Let's hear it.
And it's
oh, it's hella loud, bro.
It's some good, classic, calming, relaxing surf rock. And they're actually releasing this with on vinyl. And you get it's a limited edition Ape. It's called Supersonic. This song is called Inflatable Fangs.
Wow.
That calms you. That's relaxing.
I feel like I'm getting an acoustic massage.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Speaking of some more nerd news.
Hobo Dave has a new track out called Them Whistling Birds.
Listen to this news. Rad, the movie Rad,
yeah,
is finally hitting iTunes.
Okay. I've been looking for Rad forever.
This month, Rad.
Okay.
Hits iTunes.
I'm buying it because I couldn't find it for so long. I'm excited about that.
Crew Jones.
Oh, so this is kind of cool.
Helltrack.
Crew Jones, Helltrack. Todd, are you... So that's some new music. I'll post that in the words. What is it called? Description. Six conspiracy theories you've never heard of. This was a great article I found on Monster Children. Are you ready?
Go.
Saddam Hussein had a Stargate.
What?
True or false?
I like it.
The Hadron Collider's real purpose is to awaken an Egyptian god. And there's research and there's study that's gone into these.
I thought it was for Cthulhu.
Finland doesn't exist.
True. Ask Ika. That's why he lives here.
The Ice Bucket Challenge was... what was it? It was something. I forget that one. Israel uses GPS-equipped sharks to kill their enemies. This is based on a bunch of shark attacks that happened off Egypt.
Why not?
Why not? Barack Obama can control the weather. And he said, I cannot control the weather. So those are some...
That's a typical response from someone that can control the weather. Did you hear that the little metal piece in the masks that people wear is actually an antenna for brain control?
I heard about that.
It's logical.
That's why people don't want to wear masks.
Right?
Yeah. Check this out.
What is it? I'm ready.
Oh, the strong... So around San Diego and Encinitas this morning, there was a very strong smell of burning plastic, and people didn't know what it was, but we quickly realized it was from a burning battleship that's happening right now in San Diego.
Yep. You know what? B6.
Cray.
Hit.
B6. Oh, you sunk my battleship.
B7. Hit.
Well, luckily it hasn't sunk.
Worst game of battleship ever when they really blow up.
I know.
Chris, this week...
You ready for some questions?
But no, because I have one more piece of nerd news, and this is kind of cool. So, you know, Comic-Con was canceled, right?
I didn't know.
It was.
Spoiler alert. Jeez. Okay.
So this week, Comic-Con for everybody is online. They're still going to do all the panels that we love to hear about, like, what's going on in nerdy things.
Okay.
So if you go online and you go to the Comic-Con website, it will give you a full description of what the panels are, and it's basically a Comic-Con where everyone gets to attend. And you know,
that's cool.
Yeah. So there you go. So it's you're not fully missing out.
Well, it's really hard to get into Comic-Con, so now we can all get in via Zoom.
Right?
Yes. Yes. Questions. Questions are brought to you by Beneath Apparel. At Beneath Apparel, and there's a three, BN3TH Apparel. Best boxers ever. I'm wearing them. Todd's wearing them. We both look very comfortable. We're having a good life.
It's like a hammock for your nuts.
Yeah. That could be the tagline. Question, starting with Nikki Harth. Nikki Harth from Encinitas, California.
Owner of the Surf House.
That's right. Quality, Surf House. Come on down.
Quality hotel here in Encinitas. If you want to surf, learn how to surf.
Yeah. If you, we should work something out with Surf House and Adventure.io. Mm. Come to California. Come to Encinitas. Hang with us. You can stay there. Boom. He's wondering, when will the waves come back, and how many stingrays are there in the world, and why?
Mm.
I got a quick stat for you here.
Okay, go.
Talk to a lifeguard buddy of mine, Michael Schmidt. Shouts. And day before yesterday, Saturday, early July, let's say, this is kind of stingray
season. Yeah.
20 stingrays stung, attacked, stepped on, and retaliated in just our area of Encinitas. So you can imagine the hundreds of stingray attacks that happened this weekend. And I don't want to say attacks because it's humans that are attacking them by stepping on them.
Right.
But it's also their fault for being shitless layabouts right in the sand. Come on, let us walk. You what? Just go like 20 more
I
feet out.
I want to know, what the frick is eating stingrays?
Sharks. Sharks.
Sharks are?
Yeah.
So they need a needle on their tail to tell the sharks don't.
Look, I didn't design them. That was via, what do you call it? Evolution.
Oh, yeah.
So stingrays were probably getting bullied at the dawn of time.
Right.
Like, this stupid thing, step on it.
Oh, look at you guys. Look at us. We have
so
legs.
It goes, oh, yeah? You have legs? Well, check this out. Barb
like
to the
hair,
foot.
I'm like a hair piece in the water.
And Do you think that, so, you know, like they say lightning never strikes twice, but in the case of stingrays, we've all probably been stung multiple times. Todd, how many times have you been stung? Five times. Mm-hmm. I got two under my belt. How many times do you think you will be stung again in the future?
Because this morning I went surfing and like, see, I like those of us that surf these like gradual sandy bar beach breaks, we have techniques.
Shuffle your feet.
Shuffle or initially shuffle.
And then stop.
And then stomp your feet to create a vibration and then smack the water.
With your board.
With your board and then start paddling in 2 inches of water. Sometimes you start paddling and your fins drag.
Yeah.
Just don't put your feet down.
Yep. I got a question here from Dan, our homie Dan over in the UK. Dan says, what would it take for Todd to borrow his boy's BMX bike and send one into the foam pit for the Mass faithful? And he says, hashtag do a flip.
Oh, I got that.
You got that?
Yeah.
What about on dirt?
No fucking way, dude. Cam came, like, when I took the Groms to Woodward in Tahoe, shouts, before everyone was indoors forever.
Before these challenging times.
Those kids pretty much figured out how to do backflips in like an hour.
Yeah.
Like to take them to Resi.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let them.
You said no.
No, because we had 2 days left of snowboarding.
Yep.
And I didn't want to go to the ER.
No. Going to the ER just sucks.
Especially with somebody else's kids.
Yeah. Gnar.
But anyways, yeah, I would totally do it. I would never take it. Like, dude, I can't. I have my balance on two wheels is not good.
Sorry.
How's yours?
It's all right. I know I could do it. I just don't want to break my head. I mean, backflips,
basically you fly off the jump and you just commit, but you may end up like ostriching into the snow.
Yeah.
Into the foam pit. So as long as there's someone to pull your ass out of there, because the foam pits get super claustrophobic.
See, that's my problem right there. Head first in the foam pit, not into it. Good question, DC. This is from a first-time questioner, long-time listener, Mikey Wynn.
What's up, Mikey?
He says, I think you need to do a listener contest where listeners come up with the best original hashtag poorly read plates.
Ooh, see, that's mine. I own that.
So you don't want other people doing it?
No, you guys can do it.
Okay, Mikey Wynn, you start it.
But here's
you
the, send here's us your... Thing. Can I... I'm going to say this to
it's
all,
your thing, Todd.
I know, but just listen, I just need to say this. So say everyone, everyone that's following me and like likes the poorly read plates thing...
Yeah.
When you're sending me your poorly read plate submission, you have to poorly read it.
Oh, so you're not just, taking submissions where you read the plate. You want to hear other people. Okay.
Like I see a plate and I will poorly sound it out. You need to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Because other than that, you're just sending me a photo of a plate.
We're just going to leave this up to you. This is a Todd Richards property.
Poorly read plate.
So you can send the prize.
Right. I'll send you a prize. I'll send you a freaking Nora loose towel. How's that?
And Todd.
Go.
This is your wheelhouse. You are the Monday Mass Photoshop expert when it comes to my face.
I am.
My face is yours. And my face is in your hands.
Okay.
And I trust you with my face in your hands. But I had a little contest, and Waves, Tubes, and Freaks won it with the Monch Scream picture.
That was pretty good.
That was kind of the unanimous vote. So congratulations, Waves, Tubes, and Freaks. I'm sending you something from my office. Maybe some of the used underwear we were talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll get some of them from Todd. Okay, questions continue. We've got a question from Adam Etzart, long time, one of our best favorite listeners.
He's done the most for us.
He's done the most for us.
Stickers, we get art.
We like him the best.
Yeah, we like you the best.
What is one cartoon you could have never lived without when you were a kid? I got two. DuckTales.
DuckTales.
And Dungeons and Dragons.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I loved those cartoons.
Okay, mine.
Loved DuckTales.
Johnny Quest.
Okay.
And G.I. Joe.
Okay, I want G.I. Joe too. Can I have G.I. Joe too?
Dude, you chose DuckTales over G.I. Joe.
DuckTales! Woo! Love DuckTales. Thank you for the questions. I'm just going to check the Mass real quick. The Mass Instagram.
More.
Just to make sure we want to do our due diligence, because people oftentimes send us questions later in the day. Extra questions there. So that's it.
Thank you
for
joining us.
Well, that was a great episode, Todd.
Another banger. We talk to people.
Gosh, we're doing so good.
Talk to the same people.
We got a crew. All
right. We need to get some heavy hitting.
Yeah.
People. We need to talk to some movie stars.
Yeah.
Do you know any?
Yeah.
Who you know?
I don't know.
I think we get Josh Brolin on the program.
Probably.
I think Chad knows him.
Is a brainstorm for after we end.
No, it's all like verbal diarrhea.
All right. Well, we're going to go surfing.
All right.
And we're going to shuffle our feet. Have a great day.
Shuffle up, I guess.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Peace.